Hello.
Hello. Yes. Good evening. My name is Tony, calling from National Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Okay. Can I speak with Cynthia Small, please?
This is she.
Okay.
Hello. Oh, yeah, this is she.
I'm just for qualification purpose. Qualification purpose, also calling, including print, radio, internet, or television station.
Wait, you were breaking up, so I really couldn't hear what you said. I'm sorry.
Okay. First, are you in a place where you could talk safely and opening on your phone? I know we're calling
you
on your cell phone, so we'll make this as quick as possible and really appreciate your time, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. Okay, and just for qualification purposes, does anyone in the household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, ma'am, are you 18 and older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, and just to be sure that we represent everybody, may I ask, what is your race?
Black.
Okay. All right, ma'am, just for qualification purpose for the survey, what is your age?
How old am I? Oh, 60. I'm sorry. 62.
62. Okay. All right. All right, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would that be definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
If I'm alive, I'm voting, so definitely.
Oh, okay. All right, ma'am, and now thinking about the direction and, you know, the country's headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm not satisfied. I'm not very. The one before the very. Which one was it?
Okay. Just dissatisfied. Dissatisfied.
Yeah, right.
Okay. I reckon about issues facing the country now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress focus on? Would you say protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights, providing affordable child care, increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer, reducing crime, improving the economy, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, improving kindergarten through 12 public school education, standing up to the rise of racism and discrimination, fighting inflation, reducing gun violence, protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy, or protecting LGBTQ rights. You can pick two choices to be the most important issues, you know, you want Congress to focus on.
I can have two choices, you said?
Yes.
Oh, well, because I would have said all of them.
Yeah, the only one, the two most important ones.
Yeah, they're all important. That's the problem. Every single one of them is important.
I can go ahead and read them again.
I'm going to talk about racial discrimination.
Okay, let me see. You say racial discrimination, right? Standing up to rise with racism and discrimination, and what else?
Right. And they didn't have anything like student loan payments or nothing.
They have providing affordable child care, protecting women's, reducing crime.
I'm going to say, that's important too. Oh, my God. I'm going to say inflation.
Fighting inflation. All
right. Right.
Okay. Thank you. All right, and in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
I say getting worse.
Getting worse. Okay. All right, ma'am, and thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you feel you can get ahead?
Oh, my God. I'm going to say falling behind.
Falling behind. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, ma'am, and in your opinion, which do you think are the greatest obstacles to economic success and outward mobility in the country, okay? You can select two choices, the same thing over here. Too many people depending on the government and for handouts, poor life choices and values by some, unfair or rigged economic system for the rich, inadequate programs to help people in poverty, poor work ethic, lack of good paying job opportunities, not enough good role models, sexism or unequal pay for or treatment for women, the breakdown of the traditional family structure, or racism and discrimination.
This is your
opinion, which the greatest obstacles to economic success.
Greatest obstacle. Okay, okay.
And outward mobility in the country. Uh-huh.
Okay. That's a good question.
Too many people depending on the government for handouts, poor life choices and values by some.
No.
Unfair or rigged economic system for the rich.
I don't know that one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Inadequate programs to help people in poverty. Poor work ethic. Lack of good paying job opportunities. Not enough good role models. Sexism or unequal pay or treatment for women. The breakdown of the traditional family structure or racism and discrimination.
I'm going to have to go with the racism and discrimination because it kind of hits all those other things. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then. Here are some reasons, you know, others have given for why they say crime is rising. Please tell me which do you think is the biggest reason. Too many people suffering from mental health on the streets. Inflation and the rising cost of living making it harder for people to get by. Too many young people not being properly parented and raised. Prosecutors and elected officials who are not taught enough on crime. Too many undocumented immigrants crossing the border, our borders. Not enough police officers on the streets. A broken bail and parole system, which lets criminals back on the streets too quickly. Lack of good paying jobs and opportunities for people without a degree or job training. Lack of after school programs and mentoring to keep children from criminal activity. Inadequate programs to help lower income people. Too many guns flooding in our streets. Reducing funding for public services to help people in need, or a toxic culture like music, TV, video games, and movies to promote bad values.
Hey, cool. They give a whole lot of...
You can pick two.
Oh, my goodness. They gave me too many choices. Okay, what was the third one?
Too many young people not being properly parented and raised.
I'm going to go with that one.
Okay.
And then there's another one I wanted to go with.
Prosecutors and elected officials who are not taught enough on crime. Too many undocumented immigrants crossing our borders. Not enough police officers on the street. A broken bail and parole system, which lets criminals back on the streets too quickly.
Yeah.
Lack of good paying jobs and opportunities for people without a degree or job training. Lack of after school programs and mentoring to keep children from criminal activity.
I'm going to go with that one.
Lack of after school. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right, ma'am. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books, you know, that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? Would you say a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
I know a lot about it.
Okay, a lot. All right. All right, and do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools?
I don't agree with the effort of banning books from public schools.
Okay. So strongly opposed or somewhat opposed?
Strongly.
Okay. All right, thank you. All right, ma'am, now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral, okay? You may use any number between 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, just let me know and I'll move to the next one. Okay, the first one will be Hakeem Jeffries.
Oh, man. I never heard Hakeem Jeffries.
Never. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What about Joe Biden?
Yeah, I heard of Joe Biden. So I need to put how I feel about him, basically.
Yes, yeah, from 0 to 100.
Okay. I'm going to say 60.
60? Okay. What about Beyonce?
I could care less about Beyonce. It's 0.
0. Okay. Black Lives Matter or BLM?
I have to go with, I'm going to say 90.
90. Okay. Ron DeSantis.
Oh, God. 0.
0. Okay, the feminist movement.
I'm going to have to honestly say about 10.
10. Donald Trump.
I'll be good with 0 with that one, too.
0. Okay, the gay rights movement.
I have to go with maybe, I'm going to say 70.
70, okay. Kamala Harris.
Not doing nothing. I'm going to go with 30.
30. Kevin McCarthy.
I'm going to go with about 30 with him, too.
30. Okay, Barack Obama.
Well, he's not doing much now anyway. I'm going to go with, I'll say 50.
50. Okay, critical race theory, or CRT.
I'm in favor of it, so I'm going to say 100.
100, okay. And the NAACP.
I'm going to go with 90.
90 on that one, okay. Thank you, ma'am. All right, now, I know it's still a long way off, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, if the election were held today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, Joe Biden, the Democrat, and Cornel West, the third-party candidate, for whom would you vote?
See, I don't know anything really yet about Cornel West, so I'm going to say Joe Biden.
Okay, Joe Biden. All right, ma'am, and switching gears a bit, please rate me how much of the following could impact you personally using a scale from 0 to 10, okay? With 10 means that you have a major impact in your life, 5 means a moderate impact in your life, and 0 means that you think it won't have any impact at all in your life, okay? You can use any number from 0 to 10. Climate change.
Oh, God. 10.
10. Crime and violence in the country.
10.
10. Affirmative action ending.
Ending?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Are you saying the mere fact that they took it away, how do I feel about that?
How much impact is going to have in your life? Do you think it's going to have no impact or major impact?
I would say 10. It's going to have 10. A major. Yeah.
Okay. What about the country's economy going into recession soon?
I'm going to say that will be about 8.
By 8, okay. All right. Okay, now I'm going to read you a series of policy statements that some say the government should implement, okay? For each one, please tell me if you agree or disagree with the policy. The first one is to raise the salaries of public school teachers and support staff. Agree or disagree?
Raise the salaries of public school teachers and support staff?
Yes.
Is that what you said?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. I'm an ex-teacher, yes.
Would you strongly agree or just somewhat agree?
I strongly agree.
Okay. What about children under 18 should not be allowed to pursue medical gender reassignment, such as undergoing surgery or taking hormone blockers?
I disagree with that.
I strongly disagree. What about to ban assault weapons?
Assault weapons for the average person, I'm going to have to say, we need them for. So I don't think we need them.
Strongly agree or just somewhat agree with it?
Yeah, I strongly agree that they should ban them.
Okay. What about the government should pass a law that creates a federal pay family and medical leave program for all workers to take care of themselves or family members with serious health conditions?
I strongly agree.
Okay. The government should provide free childcare to all families.
To all families?
Yes. Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
I strongly disagree.
Okay. What about the government should legalize marijuana for citizens over the age of 21 and medical and recreational use?
I don't know what it really does. I don't. Government. I'm going to say 50. You know, I'm neutral on that. Yeah.
Would that be somewhat agree or somewhat disagree? That's the only thing that I have. That.
And what was the question? What was the question again?
The statement says the government should legalize marijuana for citizens over the age of 21, and medical and recreational use.
I somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, the government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide.
I strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're almost pretty much done with this survey. I really thank you for your time and, you know, taking your time to help me with this survey, okay? Only have a little bit more to go, and we should be done, okay? In which of any of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their workers pay time off? Would that be like fathers adopting a child, when dealing with mental health episode, mothers adopting a child, mothers giving birth to a child, death of a family member, sickness or serious injury, fathers whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child, or caring for a family member with serious health conditions.
And you can only choose one?
No, on this one you can choose as many as you want.
Oh, okay. I choose all of them, actually.
Yeah. Okay, so all the above,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Let's put them. All right. Okay, and how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Now that's interesting. I'm going to say often.
Often, okay. Often.
Right.
All right, ma'am. And have any of the following things happened to you or member of your household in the last 12 months? Violent crimes such as assault?
No.
What about money or property was stolen?
No.
Home was vandalized or broken into?
No.
Or car was stolen or broken into?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and switching gears a bit, the last few questions are just for a statistical purpose only, okay? What was the last year of schooling that you completed?
My master's.
Master's, okay, postgraduate master's.
Right.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, and are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Divorced.
Okay, separated, divorced, okay. All right, man, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in the household, in your house?
No.
No. No children. Okay. All right, and how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
It's definitely rural.
Rural, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then how often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Can it be online church? I guess it could be, you know.
Yes, so any church.
Any church, okay. So at least once a week. So,
every week, right?
Yeah, every week.
Okay, I got every week. Okay, and now I'm going to read you a list of news outlets or stations. For each one, please tell me how often do you regularly watch or, you know, read them on a span of a week. Your local TV news, very often, someone often, not that often, or seldom or never?
Very often.
What about CNN?
And not that often.
Not that often. Okay. Network news such as NBC, ABC, or CBS?
Very often.
What about Fox News?
No, I don't.
Seldom or never?
I'm going to say seldom.
Okay. What about MSNBC?
Right now, never.
Never, okay.
Are you, right. Was this in the past year, you said, though? Or just
and it's been, no, just, that was a week.
Oh, wait, okay. No, never. Never.
Never, okay. All right. All right, regardless how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Okay, Independent. All right, and then which of the following best describes your current health insurance coverage? Would you say Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provided by you or your spouse, employer, health insurance you bought and pay for yourself, or no health insurance?
health insurance I bought and paid for myself.
Okay, pay for yourself. Okay. All right, Maven, who is your primary breadwinner in your household? Would that be you, your spouse, you and your spouse jointly, your parent or parents, your child or children, another relative, retire or on a fixed income?
Just me.
So you, right?
Right.
Just you. Okay. All right, Maven, would you please tell me into which of the following categories that the yearly income of your household falls, including everyone in the household? Just tell me when I get to your category, okay? Would you say under 15,000, 15 to 30, 30 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, 100 to 150,000, 150,000 to 250,000, or over $250,000 a year?
Gosh, I'm retired. what was the second one?
15 to 30. And then 30 to 50.
I'm going to go with the 15 to 30.
Okay. All right. All right. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am. With this concludes our survey. I really thank you for your time and your participation. Okay. You have a great evening. Appreciate your help.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye. Okay.